Well, the major problem that we physicists have come to in our discussion of the physical world is the fact that the mind does play a role in it. We can't seem to get out of it. And what physicists have been trying to do is find some way to explain the presence of mind in a way that they're accustomed to explaining anything, namely through the equations of quantum physics. And so when these parallel universes were first invented, people were looking for a mechanical kind of mechanism that would allow the mind to play the same kind of game as the electron does. If the electron can be in multiple realities at the same time, then the mind goes into multiple realities at the same time. And there were a number of physicists that thought this way in the middle 50s. Physicists Bryce DeWitt and Hugh Everett, John Wheeler, Neil Graham, they all were experimenting with this idea of parallel realities, that somehow the mind just enters into all of them and gets horribly entangled in all of them and continues to be entangled in all of them and overlaps of them all, somehow produce some state of reality in which certain things aren't paid attention to anymore and that sort of thing. And it's a little bit difficult. I don't even know how to describe it to you because it's so confusing. You go kind of nuts if you're in all these universes at once. I mean, where am I after all? Well, another more conservative answer to how to deal with this came from another physicist whose name was Fred Hoyle, who is the Royal Astronomer and died in the middle 90s. He was a rather remarkable guy, and I've always admired his work. He believed that the many universes are an overlap of messages coming from the future, and that when we become aware of them, we're tuning to a possibility, to a possible universe. And the other messages, therefore, just get lost forever. They aren't listened to, so they go down the toilet. They're vanished. They're gone. They're goodbye. Goodbye. And in this case, the present universe is cut off from evolving to a future universe whose message was not received. So the direction we go in is a direction in which we have been paying attention. And if we're not paying attention, we don't go there. So in other words, there's a looping off of all the possible branches that are possible from the future, and only are we paying attention to that one branch that we're able to hear. So Hoyle believed that it's in that process of not choosing, but paying attention to only one of the possibilities, that that's really what consciousness does. That's the role of consciousness, tuning to a particular future rather than tuning to them all. Hoyle also pointed out that if all the other branches really existed, then it would be possible to have a record in the present that contains memories of these other universes. Not just the universe we happen to be in now, but even abnormal universes, ones that we may not at the particular moment remember right now. He once wrote a story that illustrated this. It was a kind of a science fiction story. He was, by the way, the Plumian Professor of Astronomy and founder of the Institute of Theoretical Astronomy at Cambridge University. He was knighted in 1972, and he was awarded the Royal Medal by the Queen of England. He's widely known for both his contributions to theoretical physics and the discovery of a very subtle energy relationship which takes place in the middle of the sun in stars, which allows helium atoms to fuse together to form carbon. And without this subtle discovery, we wouldn't have known how that actually occurred. He put it in an article that if these other universes were actually present all the time, it'd be possible to wake up every morning beside a different spouse, assuming you're married, although your memory each morning would always be consistent with the spouse of the day and will therefore be entirely aware that you ever had those other possibilities at all. So Hoyle was pointing out how very important it is that consciousness makes choices. It chooses what we see and it chooses what we actually say is real. So parallel realities then, to put it in a nutshell, is the choices that are possible. And in the Hoyle way of looking at it, only the one voice from the future that's paid attention to turns out to create the reality we're in, Whereas in the other ways of looking at it, all the voices are heard and all the parallel realities develop, and we are moving through them all in a very schizophrenic, madcap way. Which is real? Which is the actual solution? Well, it turns out that we don't know. And because we don't know, it's because we have no way of deciding for sure what actually is going on. That's why quantum mechanics is such a very strange business, as I said at the very beginning of this. It's stranger than we imagine. It may be stranger than we can imagine.